You know, I think deep down, we all admire Kanye West just a little bit. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Go with nope.
Not for his innovative music or his weird overpriced clothing or because he's BFFs with Beyonce and Jay-Z. Not because of any of that. It's because no matter what, wherever he is, whatever's going on around him, he always says exactly what he's thinking in that moment, no matter what.
Yeah, that's kind of the problem.
Even if it's totally inappropriate or if it's completely ridiculous and nonsensical, he just says it.
Right.
And I can respect that. And we've taken Kanye's disgruntled, carefree attitude and harnessed it today to create a radio segment called What's On Your Mind? It's where we go around the room and just ask everybody the question, what are you thinking about this week? So, Brooke, what's been on your mind?
My husband's fake allergies are getting out of control.
Okay?
Yes, you heard me right. Fake allergies. For years, he's been claiming that he's allergic to cats, okay? Because he doesn't want one. And I've always wanted a cat, but
you
I'm
know
like.
That, though.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
I mean.
You know for sure he doesn't have a cat allergy?
Well, I'll tell you this. My parents have a cat. He's never had a problem at their house.
Does he touch the cat?
He lived with his ex, who had two cats, and I know one slept on their bed.
Okay, yeah.
And he's like, well, I had to take a Claritin every once in a while. I'm like, no.
Every once in a while doesn't really constitute a severe allergy to anything.
Okay, so it started with cats, and now it's moving on to other species of animals that he doesn't want our daughter to want, right?
Are you kidding
so
me?
My daughter, who's four, came across some bunnies because her babysitter has some bunnies, so now she's on this kick that she wants bunnies.
Yeah.
And instead of just telling her, no, we don't have room for bunnies, he's like, sorry, allergic.
It's a good way to get out of it, I guess.
Allergic to bunnies. And the thing is, he won't admit that he's lying to me either. He sticks to his guns with it. He's we had bunnies growing up and they made me sneeze. I'm like, you are not allergic to bunnies.
Why don't you have him go to an allergist and get tested?
Oh, that's a good idea.
And then you have proof.
Yeah, well, I can't get him in for a vasectomy, remember? We're working on that doctor visit before we need to get to an allergist.
Make it an allergist that also does vasectomies. Kill two birds, one stone. Then you both have whatever proof you need.
Well, and I tried to call him out to our daughter. I'm like, hey, did you see how you touched the bunny and then you touched daddy and then he wasn't sneezing? Like, it seems fine to me.
Uh-oh.
And she's like, no, mom, it's very serious. I'm like, all right. So I don't know at what point or what age I break it to her that her dad's been lying to her.
Oh,
that's
God.
What I need to know.
You're going to separate the family.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying.
Daddy's
allergies.
A liar. That's why. Daddy has never told a true thing in his life. That's why.
Don't ever believe anything
he says. Jose?
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
Well, I'm just happy to be here, guys. I had an emergency situation happen to me the other night. I was doing what I normally do, playing video games. I'm like, I gotta go to bed soon. Let me order some food. So I order some delivery. And I open my door. I get the delivery. Thank the guy. Give him a tip. Shut the door. My door handle completely falls off in my hand. I'm like, what? From the inside. So I'm like, oh my gosh. So I'm like, oh, okay, hold on. What do? I unlock the door, try to like grab it somehow by the lock. It won't open. So I'm calling all everybody. I'm like, dude, what do? I'm freaking out. I'm thinking about calling like 911. I'm literally trapped. Oh, I have a brand new landlord that I've never met yet. So I look up his number. I call him like three times. He's not answering.
Don't you have a pair of pliers that you can just go in and
turn
the door
handle? And that's what everyone said. They're like, dude, where's your pliers? I'm like, I don't have any tools. Like,
right.
A screwdriver? I'm like, no. So I...
How do you not have, not even like...
I'm not good at being a man sometimes, okay? But here's the thing. I literally had to call my best friend's girlfriend, who lives really close by, and she came by with her own toolkit.
Nice.
And she opened the door, and I was just
literally
like...
literally like a screw.
It's one screw.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, but I'm over here. I literally was about to call 911. I was going to call my downstairs neighbor, Sherman, but he's not very happy with...
He hates you.
Yeah, he's not a... happy camper. I have a homeless guy, Carl, that lives outside of my window. I was thinking about talking to yell at Carl.
I bet you Carl's got a screwdriver on him. Or the homeless guy's got a screwdriver on him somewhere.
I bet you're right. So I just had like an emergency situation, and now I feel like I need to buy a screwdriver or something because something's going to fall apart, and I'm going to trap myself again.
No, I think you're better off without any sharp objects around. You know, if you get in a situation like that again, just call your buddy's girlfriend.
Okay? Yeah, she'll save me.
Yeah, she will. Jeff, what's on your mind?
Guys, do not be surprised if I come in tomorrow and I have stickers all over my fingers.
What? On your fingers?
Yeah.
What?
Because
sticky fingers?
I cannot stop biting my own nails.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really bad habit, I know, but I just cannot stop doing it, especially lately.
Bloody little nubs over there? Is that what you're
They're not bloody, but there's nothing left to bite.
Do you eat the nail when you bite them?
Sometimes. If I'm really stressed out, then I'll eat it. But usually I just spit it over into the corner.
Yeah, I spit all over the studio.
My husband's a big nail biter, and he hasn't found anything that helps him. He's tried the nail polish thing, where it's supposed to taste gross.
Exactly. I was looking up all the tips online for ways to stop, and there's nail polish. You can try wearing latex gloves all day. Oh. Some people say that you should just play with the stress ball if you ever feel like you want to, just to keep your hands occupied.
You love playing with balls.
Yeah, but I do think that the stickers are the best way, because you guys know I don't like sticky stuff in my mouth. So I think I think that's what I'm gonna try from now on. Maybe some stickers on my fingernails, but it's a really, really gross bad habit I need to stop.
I don't care if it helps you
with your nails at all, but I just want you to wear latex gloves every day. I think that would be an amazing look for you.
I think that'd start some rumors.
Scarves and latex gloves.
All right, you got it, bro. What's on your mind, Jubal?
Oh, what's on my mind this week is that being sick is just such a double-edged sword, because whenever you don't want to go to work or do anything, I'm always thinking, I'm like, man, I wish I was sick right now so I could stay home, watch Netflix or whatever, play Xbox, just stay home and lay in bed. I don't want to do anything today. I wish I had a reason. I wish I was sick. And then you get sick, and that laying around is the worst lay around ever.
Even
just laying there, every single muscle hurts, and you're like, this isn't what I thought it was going to be. I thought this was going to be paradise.
Grass is always greener, man.
Yeah.
So sick or healthy, you're miserable.
Yeah. Pretty much,
Because
I'm overall feeling better now. I had a bad flu, but it was not fun to lay around and catch up on TV or anything.
Yeah.
And now that I'm feeling better, I just wish I was sick again. It's tough.
It's a hard life, man.
It really is.
Man. Yeah.
Text in at 78592. Tell us what's been on your mind lately, positive or negative. Just get it off your chest.
Yes.
It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.